You are tuned into the Dr. Tina Show with Dr. Tina Moore. For more, visit drtina.com. On this episode of the Dr. Tina Show, The Quick and Dirty, I'm giving you short clinical segments, brief study overviews, and just interesting thoughts that I'm having and I want to share with you in under 20 minutes. So on this episode, I'm going to be talking all about my sauna protocol. First, I'm going to tell you what the benefits of sauna are, and then I'm going to tell you how I do it, and I'm going to give you an alternative way that you can do if you have some cold plunge or some cold water available to you. So let's jump in. So I admittedly am not big on skincare. I'm nearly 50, and to say that I've slacked on my skin is a total understatement. I've recently noticed some changes, however, that I'm not loving. And so I finally decided to get serious. A few months ago, I reached out to my buddy Andy, the CEO and founder of Alatura Naturals, and asked him to help. He sent me the complete skincare line. And if you've not heard of Alatura yet, let me introduce you to the most natural and luxurious lotions and potions to ever grace my face. Alatura is handcrafted natural skincare. Their mission is simple: to provide customers a skincare wellness experience with products made of superior natural ingredients packed with nutrients, minerals, and natural growth factors. Alatura is the line I've been looking for, and it checks off all the boxes for me. It's all natural, it's cruelty-free, it's non-toxic, it's non-GMO, and it is organic when possible. My absolute favorites are the clay mask to detoxify and really heal my skin, as well as the night cream to boost collagen and deeply moisturize. The night cream also triples as an eye and lip balm, and a little bit goes a long way. Honorable mentions are the Pearl Cleanser and the absolutely heavenly Gold Serum. You can literally feel the magic of the Gold Serum immediately upon application. It's that good. Because I believe everybody should try Alatura, I partnered with them, and listeners of the Dr. Tina Show can save 20% off your first order by heading to alatura.com. That's A-L-I-T-U-R-A.com. And be sure to use code Dr. Tina at checkout for the discount. That's Dr. Tina with a Y. Or simply click the link in the show notes. You're going to love it. This episode of the Dr. Tina Show is brought to you by my personal line of products that you can find inside my online store. My number one selling product is Easily Relax Tonic. What is Relax Tonic? Relax Tonic is an innovative powdered drink mix that reminds me a whole lot of the cherry-flavored Kool-Aid I drank as a kid. Only this Kool-Aid won't brainwash you and might actually help you make better decisions. It contains a blend of ingredients that promotes a relaxed mood by supporting the body's natural neurotransmitter balance and neuronal stabilization. It contains the inhibitory neurotransmitter GABA, supports hormonal balance, healthy blood pressure levels already within normal range, and healthy glucose metabolism. Relax Tonic aims to promote a calm, relaxed, well-balanced emotional and physiologic state. While I can't make any specific health claims, tell you how to dose it, or make individual health recommendations, I can tell you how they work. As always, check with your provider before beginning any supplement regimen. Listeners of the Dr. Tina Show can enjoy 10% off Relax Tonic by using the code RELAX10 in all capital letters over inside my store at store.drtina.com. That's D-R-T-Y-N-A. Again, head to store.drtina.com and be sure to use code RELAX10 for 10% off. First off, something that I have said to my patients for years and years and years is, when in doubt, cook the crap out of yourself. And you guys have probably heard me say this before. Now, I preface with a disclaimer: I am not your doctor. I do not know what your health issues are. And some people cannot handle sauna very well. Some people, the heat is too fast. If you go back and listen to my other sauna episodes, which I will link in the show notes, you will understand my take on sauna. I think sauna and any type of hydrotherapy is a very personal experience. It's very individualized. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to follow protocols. You can do what feels best for you. So we don't want anybody hurting themselves. We don't want anybody exacerbating any cardiovascular issues or getting into any trouble during their sauna experience. Sauna should be beneficial, it should feel good, and it should be therapeutic. So without further ado, I will explain all of the benefits that I find with sauna and why I say cook the shit out of yourself. The reason I say that is because when folks are in a mess, or when I am in a mess, I should say, and I've had many, many patients that were just in a mess for whatever reason, one of the easiest ways out is to get hot. And when you start sweating on a consistent basis, you can start to think straight. And all of a sudden, cognition improves and you can start to decide what your next best steps are. So That might be sauna, that might be exercise, but a lot of folks, when they're in a real pickle, can't exercise, right? And exercise is so crucial that we have to mimic it. Sauna is an exercise mimetic. I wouldn't say replace your exercise with it, but it certainly can act in lieu of. So in those times when you are just down on your luck, you feel terrible, whatever's going on, maybe you have severe POTS, maybe you're recovering from a viral infection, maybe you're recovering from surgery, maybe you're just central nervous system is taxed beyond belief and you can't see straight, get in the sauna, go to tolerance, get out when you start to feel uncomfortable, do it again the next day, give yourself some time, and in a few days, your lights will turn on, if not sooner. So some of the big benefits that I find with infrared sauna that we have data on is really the hormetic effect, I would say, is number one. Hormesis is incremental doses of stress that are meant to assist the organism, i.e. you or me, into mounting a response. And that response is therapeutic. So hormesis is these little incremental doses of stress that actually result in a favorable outcome. This isn't chronic, unremitting stress. This is stress that, like strength training, sauna, just, you know, intermittent fasting, maybe fasting for a day. These are all hormetic hits, and they induce a beneficial effect in the end, because when you rest and refeed, your body improves. So first and foremost, I think of sauna as a detoxification tool and a hormetic tool, and hormesis is my jam. It induces heat shock proteins. What are heat shock proteins? These are little molecules that actually are induced by heat, and they do all kinds of beneficial things inside the body. They induce autophagy, which is where your cells eat themselves when they are no good anymore and they need to go. It repairs misfolded proteins, which is huge. This is huge, you guys. People don't appreciate that the hallmark of aging really is, and disease induction is misfolded proteins. It increases antioxidant activity. So anytime that we induce an oxidative state in low doses in our body responds by producing an endogenous or internal response of our own antioxidants. It's a mouthful. So we have an endogenous antioxidant response. This is different than taking in antioxidants from the outside, which may or may not actually be beneficial in the long run, according to the data that I've been looking at recently. It activates parts of the immune system critical to fighting virtually everything. And so it tells your immune system, hey, let's go. And this is really important as we head into upper respiratory season. I think a sauna of any sort is really indispensable when it comes to going into winter and enduring winter. It keeps us warm. It keeps us with the heat shock proteins going. It keeps us with the immune benefits. It induces interleukin 6, which reduces free radical burden on the body. Immune cells are activated, neutrophils, monocytes, macrophages, T lymphocytes, and other phagocytic ability is improved when you go into the sauna and you induce these heat shock proteins. Some data shows a 41% decrease in respiratory diseases when 4 sauna sessions a week are done. It's a 47% reduction in pneumonia as well. This is from the KIHD prospective cohort study, which is a big study. You can look it up. That looked at Finnish sauna goers for an extended period of time. There's hormonal benefits. It can reduce metabolic syndrome potentially, which is huge. So it helps your metabolic health, which we all can use more of. It may reduce fat mass. It reduces atrophy of muscle, which is amazing. So we are looking at, you know, sarcopenia as we age because we lose muscle mass. And so it can help with that maintenance. It, like I said, it is an exercise mimetic, and it really actually mimics zone 2, which is that steady state cardio that you're hearing so much about. It's simply a way of doing cardio where you can talk through it. It's comfortable. So this might just be a brisk walk on the treadmill or a brisk walk outside, preferably. But in Oregon, you know, I live on 40 acres of gorgeousness that turns into a mud soup in the winter. So there's not a whole lot of walking going on here unless I want to drive for 20 minutes somewhere else. But if I can get in my sauna and get a, you know, 40-minute zone 2 in there, that's pretty awesome. Again, don't use it instead of. We got to do all of the things. But in a pinch, I have been there myself. I have dealt with post-viral syndrome. I have dealt with autoimmune disease. If you know my backstory, I've dealt with some serious stuff and sauna comes to the rescue. Or when your pain is too great that you can't move, sauna is wonderful. It helps reduce pain in many folks. So it can be helpful in that regard of relaxing the tissues. So relieving pain, I should say. It's definitely a mood booster and there is data to show that it helps improve the depressive state. This is phenomenal, you guys. Any of you who sauna regularly know that when you get out, you just feel better and it takes those moody blues away, those, you know, that seasonal affective disorder that we really struggle with here in the Pacific Northwest. I have found sauna to be such a helpful adjunctive treatment, actually, along with red light. Red light is a huge one too. I'll link my favorite red light company in the show notes as well, along with all of my favorite sauna companies. It increases IGF-1, which IGF-1 is really a marker for your human growth hormone levels. And so we don't want to crank it all the time, but intermittently boosting it is therapeutic. Our human growth hormone levels decline as we age. And so sauna has been shown to have 142% increase in IGF-1 during sauna use. Like I said, it improves blood flow. That improves cardiac function. That improves organ function. That improves lymph flow. That improves that, you know, stiff joints, achy feeling. So this is, you know, whether it's the warmth or there's other mechanisms going on, it really does help my joint pain quite a bit. It improves body composition. It delivers nutrients to cells and tissues when things, again, get stagnant because it improves flow of the fluids in our bodies. It relaxes and dilates your blood vessels, which we all can use. And there's really good data. That same study I mentioned, the KIHD study, really good data showing when sauna is used 4 days or more a week, significant cardiovascular benefits. I always tell people the one thing that's going to give you longevity, aside from obviously diet, exercise, sleep, all of those things that we have to do that are active, sauna is pretty up there with what I think would be a longevity inducer. The cardiac benefits are huge, and I'm not going to get into it too much, but what I want you to understand is that the water inside of us is meant to be in a phase that is known as structured water. So basically, we're crystalline beings. I know that sounds wonky and crazy, and I still need to get an expert on to talk about this, but we are basically crystal structures. And the sun, the infrared light from the sun, all of that actually helps the crystalline structure be optimized. And we need this water to be structured in that state for your cardiac function to work appropriately. So long story short, infrared sauna crystallizes your water inside of you. It structures your water. So it helps you be that fluid crystal state that is most optimal for health. Really, the far infrared benefits on the easy water or the exclusion zone structured water in our body, it cannot be understated. It's pretty phenomenal. And I think very critical for cardiac and health in general. I could feel it in my patients for years and I didn't know what I was feeling, but I was feeling their lack of structured water. It increases BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's basically Miracle-Gro for the brain. This declines as we age. There's lots of things that elevate it, like exercise, but sauna is huge for improving BDNF and increasing it. It improves vital capacity, lung capacity, if you will. As we age, the muscles around our lungs atrophy and we lose our vital capacity, which is our ability to take full breaths with strong lung function. And I think this is the reason why older folks have pneumonia set in so readily is because they just don't even have really good, strong lung function. So sauna will help improve that. It improves your skin. It reduces pore size. It helps my skin purge. So I have less acne or less breakouts. It reduces stress, obviously, and it just makes me happy. It really does. I come out happy and I feel good. Even if I went in just, you know, with a dark cloud over my head, grumbling and angry at the world, I come out of sauna feeling really, really good. So what's my protocol? First off, you got to hydrate and it's not just water. I used to make this mistake. It's so important that we bring electrolytes into our daily habits. I try to go for one packet a day. I like Element, and if you drink one packet a day, you're at least getting yourself there. If you're going to sauna, I would say more is probably necessary. Be careful when you drink salt water, though, or electrolyte water. Don't suck it down really fast because it'll give you diarrhea. It'll just go right through you. So sipping on electrolyte water throughout the day is really beneficial, but particularly prior to a sauna session, it's really important that we don't sweat out all of our salt because you will feel terrible if you do. And it leads to dehydration and low mood and headaches and muscle aches and cramps, low strength, really. Being dehydrated and being low electrolyte will just ruin your attempts in the gym. It sucks. And your brain won't work well. So I hydrate with electrolytes. You've heard me talk about Element on the podcast. You can look back through some prior episodes if you want the link to save. If you get into the sauna while it's heating up, I think there are specific benefits that we don't even know about yet, but I like to get in while it's heating up. It's different than if you get in once it's hot. If you get in while it's heating up, you will find that to be more challenging than if you get in at 150 degrees. There's something, and I think it's the structured water situation. There's something about, and the hormetic impact, about habituating and tolerating that increase in heat, that steady incremental increase in heat. You will have, a more robust experience with sauna if you get in and let it heat up. So I do that every single time, unless my husband's been in there first, but I always try to get in there first and get that heated up while I'm sitting in it. It's really an experience. You will try it a few times. You will thank me later. Because again, I literally feel like my water is just structuring. My crystalline structure is like charging up. I feel like a transformer. Just, you know, the cartoon or the robots, you know, like it's pretty amazing. And then I sauna for about, it depends on how I'm feeling. Temperature and time really matter on how I'm feeling that day and how my central nervous system is doing and how my adrenals are doing. But I'll usually sit in there for a good 40 to 50 minutes. Love it. Absolutely love it. Sometimes an hour. That is my general protocol. I'll get out. I will wipe down because I want to get all those toxins off of me. I'll cool off until I feel stable, and then I'll go take a cool shower. That's usually my sauna jam. The second way you can do this, if you have a cold plunge nearby or you have some kind of cold water. Now, I'm not a huge fan of freezing cold plunges. I will say that. I think they can really trash your adrenal glands if you're already adrenally fatigued. If you've got POTS, if you've got some kind of post-viral syndrome, I think that can be really difficult to tolerate, the hot and cold. And so I would say build up to that. But old school naturopathic medicine, they would have a cold bath in the same room and you would get out and you would just put your arms and legs in the cold water. Or you might use a towel, even in ice water, you might use a towel and wring it out and then wipe yourself down. So those are different ways to get that cold experience because that's going to be, we're vasodilating in the sauna. We want to vasoconstrict when we get out. And so there is this three rounds that I will do if I have that available to me. And I will do 10 minutes in the sauna. I'll come out. I'll maybe do a cool shower, cool rinse off, arms and legs in the cold water. I rarely submerge my entire body, but if you can work up to that, that really is good for your vitality. But again, slow and low. Just go slow and low. But get some kind of cold water in there or cool water to tolerance, and then rest. Dry off, rest. Give yourself a good 10, 20 minutes of rest. Get back in and do it again. 10 minutes in the sauna. Cooler, cold water following, rest. Third round, if you can afford the time, 10 minutes in the sauna, cool or cold water rinse, cold water plunge, whatever you want it to be, whatever you can access, and then rest. And you will sleep like a freaking baby. That protocol right there that I just gave you, that's the magic protocol. If you have the time, the space, and you have the tools available to you, that one really is, that's old school sauna. That's old school Finnish sauna. That's old school Russian sauna. That's old school naturopathic medicine. And, you know, there's alterations and variations in there on time and temperature and all that. But you get my drift. The alternating hot and cold three rounds is a game changer. So that's it for this edition of The Quick and Dirty. I hope that's helpful. My favorite saunas, I will link below. My absolute favorite walk-in cabinet sauna is by Sunlighten. I love it. They have a product called the Solo, which is a half dome. It's a portable sauna that you lie in. It telescopes in and fits in your closet. really incredible product. I will show you guys it someday here soon and show you how I use it. And then if you want a pop-up sauna, I like TheraSauge. They have a pop-up one that you sit in with a chair and it's got red light inside. Really, really cool sauna. And then for blanket saunas, I like Higher Dose. So I'll link all of those below in the show notes and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Dr. Tina Show. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Dr. Tina, that's DrTyna, and Dr. Tina 2.0, as well as visit my website at drtina.com. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and mixed by Chris McCone. The theme song is by John the Gilt. As always, you can email the show at podcast@drtina.com. And if you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. See you next week. This podcast is for general informational purposes only. It does not constitute the practices of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. I am a doctor, but I am not your doctor. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and the materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content on this podcast is intended not to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.